Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
This is the first date I can think of in a while where the police actually got involved.
What?
Oh, no.
I know.
That's not good.
Well, I know personally, I deal with a lot of men in uniform.
I bet
so
you do.
I'm kind of curious about this situation, if it was more of a confrontational police thing.
Okay.
Or more of a mutually agreed upon police guy with a boombox breaking into a room,
that's
doing
not
a dance sort
right.
of situation. Because that's the bad boy that I'm thinking of.
I mean, it's a bad boy I want too, but it's probably not.
Maybe
people say police.
Maybe I'm wrong here, but let's ask Lauren, who's emailed us for help today. What's up, Lauren?
Hi, guys.
Did the police officer have rip-away pants?
Oh my God, no.
It's too bad. It's too bad, Lauren.
Give us a little clarity here. Tell us about the guy that you went out with. What's his name?
His name is Cameron.
Okay, and is Cameron the cop?
No, he is not the cop. He was, in fact, my date who got the cops called on him.
Whoa. Okay, wait, hold on. Yeah. How do you know Cameron? Where'd you meet him?
I met Cameron on Bumble.
Wait, I mean, it couldn't have been that bad if you're calling for a second date.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, so I'm just kind of worried about Cameron.
Okay, yeah. Tell us what happened when you and Cameron met.
Yes, because this sounds juicy.
I like it.
We talked for a while on Bumble and like all good things. I enjoyed the conversation and he was a foodie like I am, but he liked weird food. So we were talking about it and I was like, hey, I like weird stuff like chocolate covered potatoes. Not too weird.
That's not weird. That's good food.
I have never had a chocolate covered potato chip and I want one right now.
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Really? Because like salty and sweet together.
Oh, yeah, it's
exactly.
Good.
Exactly.
So what did you do? Did you go to like the fair for your date?
No, we didn't go to the fair, but we did the next best thing. We went to like a weird restaurant who like gave us salty and sweet combos, you know?
Ooh, nice.
Ooh,
that's kind of fun.
Place.
All right.
I mean, it's cool too because you have a shared interest. You're both really into food. So there's obviously probably something to talk about when you're at the table.
Always good to have some common ground.
Just what you're eating?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really interesting to people who are into food.
I'm into it. I love it. I'm like, oh, can you taste the texture and this and the contrast and stuff?
All right.
So what was it like when you met him?
Well, when I met him, he looked nice. Like, he was better than online. Like, he was a little bit more built. Like, his arms were bigger.
Well, isn't that
there
a little...
There you go.
It's a little salty, sweet surprise for you right there.
I think more guys should post bad pics of themselves. So then when you show up to the date,
no,
you look hotter.
It's already hard to find some to swipe to. Don't do that.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
That
so you're
good.
Off to a good start even before you even talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we ordered and...
Good.
I just thought that it was really nice of him, you know, but I wanted to get up and wash my hands. So I had to get up and leave the table.
Okay. That seems pretty normal. I don't even know why that's part of the...
Well, here's the reason why I'm telling you that I did that.
Okay.
Because when I came back, it was like a movie.
What do you mean?
Right? Cameron was fist fighting the waiter.
What?
Wait, he was in a physical fight with your waiter.
Like throwing bows and arms and stuff like that.
Oh,
and just
no.
like before I got to the table, Cameron decks the waiter, like real life hits him in the face.
No.
Oh
my God.
I told you I wanted a lemon in my water.
Oh my God. What were you doing?
No,
what was going through your mind?
Did you turn on Instagram Live?
Yeah, world star.
Jeffrey.
I didn't even think to like touch my phone or anything. I just was trying to get up and rush out. And Cameron at the same time is telling me that we have to leave. But the managers and the supervisor are saying, we're going to call the police.
Yeah. And are you telling Cameron, there's no we? There's no we. I'm going on my own.
Right. That's exactly what I tell him. As we're like rushing out of the restaurant, I'm telling him, he's like, come on, follow me. We got to go this way. But I'm not sure what he did. Or like where he's going. This is our first date. I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know what's happening. If it was him who started it, them who started it. I just know the police is on the way.
That's crazy.
Well, like what do you think happened?
That's what I asked him when we were outside and like when everything was going on. And I'm saying, Cameron, I need to know what's going on. What did you do? What's going on? And he just like, he didn't even answer me. He just like, come this way.
Oh, he's trying to run?
Did you follow him?
No, I did not go with him. I went the other way, hopped in an Uber, and went my own way.
Okay, why are you on the phone with us? Why do you want to call him again?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Well, I'm partially wanting to find out what happened to him because, you know, since I hit him up and be like, hey, are you okay? Did you get caught by the cops? Like, I never got a response from him.
Well, you never know. He could have been defending your honor. The guy could have said something about you, and he was a stand-up gentleman.
It's There's possible. No,
you know, like, that's such old school way of thinking.
Oh, really, Brooke? You want to fight him?
Yeah.
I'm stand up for the show's honor right now.
I mean, I'm just saying, you don't need anyone to defend your honor, am I right?
No, not that way. Not when you're cops are being called.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to jail for that.
So you have reached out to him via text or via phone call, and he's not answering you.
I have. I've done both just to see, you know, if he was like I said, in jail or what.
Yeah.
It's just out of general concern to be like, hey, what happened? Because, you know, I don't know the story. I don't know what happened. I don't know why.
And you're hoping, I mean, let's be honest, you're hoping it's something forgivable so you can go out again. Because
yeah.
He was really
he
cute.
Was cute.
Okay.
I'm hoping that it was just a misunderstanding or something.
Dude, this is like the people's court.
Yeah, well, I want to know what happened. We're gonna put you on hold, play a song, and then we're gonna call that bad boy for you, Lauren.
Yeah.
We're gonna call up Cameron and ask him, what did you do, you naughty boy?
Okay,
hold on. We're gonna do it right after this. You want a first date packed with drama? Filled with chaos and intensity, you came to the right place.
Oh my God, you're so right today. That's not even an oversell.
Because one of our listeners, Lauren, went to a restaurant, and without warning, she excused herself to go wash her hands.
Wait, that's not the dramatic
She adjusted the left faucet and then the right one till she found the perfect temperature and those germs on her hands didn't stand a chance.
That's not why
you're
losing people.
It was madness.
You were having a hard time reading the storyline.
And then, when she finally came out of the bathroom, she found her date Cameron fist fighting their waiter.
Yeah. You just threw that in at the end.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, the cops were called, and afterwards Cameron tried to convince her to run down the street with him.
Yeah,
she said, no, thanks. I don't want to do that. But now she's curious because after the date, she's been trying to get a hold of Cameron to figure out what happened, what caused that fight, and he's not responding. So she's hoping that we can step in and figure out those answers for her.
If
Isn't that right?
If I had a nickel every time someone fist fought the waiter,
yeah.
I mean, I'd be a millionaire.
Honestly, I am so invested in this. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about calling someone.
Yeah,
I mean, and the thing is, there's not a lot on the line for you, right? Like, he either turns out to be a total jerk, which good riddance, or he turns out to have a great excuse and you get to go out again.
Okay, but he's not a jerk. I have fun with him for at least like half an hour before all of this happened.
Yeah.
So
he went a full 30 minutes without fighting somebody.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good guy.
Without punching one waiter in the face.
That's
You're
pretty
right.
cool.
You're right.
He hit a buzzer, but it wasn't the waiter.
Yeah. I mean, let's give him some credit. All right. So I think we're ready to give Cameron a call. Are you ready to do this, Lauren?
I am ready.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Here we go. I'm going to dial his number right now.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Cameron.
Who's calling?
My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, otherwise known as Detective Garcia.
Oh, God. Stop it.
Okay.
I'd like to ask you a few questions, sir, if you have a moment.
Radio detective?
I don't really have a lot of time now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oof.
Well,
I'll
make this quick. We were told that you went on a date recently with a woman named Lauren. Is that true?
You're a detective?
That's right.
And you want to know if I went on a date? No. What kind of detective are you?
I'm a detective of love.
He's
I'm trying to get to the
detective.
Bottom of this case.
We're a radio show. You're going to get arrested for like impersonating a police officer.
I am a real officer of romance.
You are an officer of romance.
All right, Lieutenant.
Look, Cameron, we're doing something called a second date update, okay?
Okay.
It's where if one of our listeners goes out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling them back, they can email us to reach out for them to help them figure out what's really going on. And so Lauren went out with you. She had a pretty good time with you up until some chaos ensued. And she's been having a hard time getting a hold of you afterwards. And she's worried.
I like Lauren, but it was just a bad night. I really don't want to talk about that night.
Okay. Well, no, she agrees it was a bad night, but when she was talking about you, she had glowing things to say about how handsome you were and how nice you were.
If Lauren thinks so, then that's true.
Okay. I mean, honestly, Cameron, from the time that we've talked, you sound like a nice guy, and I'm sure it was just a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
You're right. It was a misunderstanding.
Okay,
good. That's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to clear the air.
And I think Lauren is, like, open to hearing what happened. I mean, she's very confused, obviously. Can you imagine being her, like, coming out of the bathroom and seeing your date fighting the waiter?
Well,
I'm sure you can imagine it. He was there.
Well, I'm just saying from her perspective.
He was really involved.
Yeah. I mean, you knew what happened. She still has no clue.
Can we ask?
And she wants to forgive you. She wants to, you know, see you again and move past this.
Mm-hmm. But if I tell you guys, it just makes me look bad.
I think you're a guy who got in a fight and ran from the cops, so...
I mean, help us understand, because I want to be on your team, especially since I heard you have huge arms.
Yeah. Here's the deal. I was talking to another person at a different table. The waiter came right up in my face, I mean directly in my face, and rudely told me that I was supposed to be on a date with someone else, and that
what?
He thought it was rude that I was trying to give my business card to another person at the next table.
Okay, well, is this other person that you were talking to, are they a woman?
Yes, I gave her my business card. I'm a trainer.
So the waiter was interfering because the waiter saw that you were on a date,
yes.
Thought you were trying to hit on another woman, and was trying to put a stop to it while your date was in the bathroom?
Yes, and he was arguing with me. He was saying, oh, you're not doing business, and you're not... He was basically right in my face after I told him to move on, and he was very rude, and he was a little aggressive.
Why would he care so much?
Well, same thing, though. I mean, he thought he was sticking up for her.
Did you know the waiter? Did the waiter know?
I don't know. I didn't know that guy.
So wait,
I used to be a server, and I'm a very chivalrous man.
But how does that lead to punching? Like, I still don't understand that. Like, you can be rude to someone,
He was directly in my face. I told him several times to get out of my face, and he kept coming at me, so he ended up on the floor.
Sounds like you both are kind of
that escalated. Oh, yeah.
God. Oh, jeez.
Okay. Did you tell Lauren any of this?
No, I didn't tell her what happened because I knew that if she saw I was trying to give my number to this hot blonde, that she would take it the wrong way. The same way the waiter blew it out of proportion.
Did you just say that she was hot blonde? Why didn't you slip that one in there?
She was good looking, but that's not a crime. I have a lot of clients that are good looking.
Okay. So you're saying you weren't asking the other woman out or trying to give her your number. It was totally professional.
No, it was professional. I have a lot of good-looking clients. You can check my website.
Okay.
I mean, all right.
I'll hire a trainer that has good-looking clients. It means that they're training right,
you
know?
All right, well.
You make me look like that.
Cameron, I really appreciate you opening up and telling us your side of the story. I would really be interested to hear if Lauren believes you, because I didn't tell you this, but she's actually been on the other line listening, and she wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
That is a crock of shit.
Coming in hot.
What are you talking about?
I cannot believe that that is his excuse and that he didn't tell me. So basically he was trying to talk to another chick and somebody busted him and he punched somebody. Like,
I knew you'd react like this. Most women wouldn't understand that this is what I do for a living. I'm a trainer. I have a professional website.
Yes, I have the most attractive clients out of all the personal trainers in the entire country.
But in the 2 or 3 minutes that I went to go wash my hands, is not the time for you to talk to another female. Like, I don't blame that waiter. Maybe I should date his because he's got my back.
Oh.
I mean, maybe.
Hey, I don't think the waiter was dateable because he's in the hospital still.
That is not something to brag about, Cameron.
Hold on, we weren't there. We don't know. This girl could have literally turned and said, excuse me, are you a trainer? I mean, the guy's probably fit.
Who does that?
I'm actually with Jose on this one.
Jeff does it.
Those arms, he must be a personal trainer.
Well, if he was,
I told him to remove himself from my face, and he refused to.
I will say that the timing was bad, and I don't approve of the punching part. The punching part I'm not into.
Yeah.
But the passing his business card to a potential client.
No,
you don't do that.
Why did he wait till I went to the bathroom to talk to her?
It's a good point.
Yeah. Cameron, what do you have to say?
Well, the story is as I said it. I was trying to get a potential client.
Yo.
Okay, so wait.
Here's why I believe him.
And then he got up in my face.
He didn't know she was on the line. He told us this story, literally had no idea she was on the line. So he is telling the truth, in my opinion.
Okay, here's the question that we'll find it out.
Okay.
All right.
Have you contacted the hot blonde, and has it only been a professional relationship with her?
Oh, good question.
Absolutely not. I have not contacted the hotline, but she has hit me up 3 times.
Hey!
For what? For what?
Exactly, because she was trying to...
Hit you up for what?
She wants to get training sessions.
Lauren, I think you should give him another chance. I think you should believe him.
Okay, you know...
I don't think we should believe him. He punched somebody and he almost made me go to jail. I wanted to see if he was going to say sorry. So what I was expecting for him to be, like, at least remorseful that he hit the guy. When I walked up, you were already, like, going to punch him, but you've not even said anything about that. It was about a hot blonde? Here.
Cameron,
none of us were there,
do you want to say sorry?
I'm sorry that you were offended, but I'm telling you the truth. I actually was defending myself.
Oh,
okay, well, it was,
that was not even an apology.
Yeah, I mean, it was half of an apology.
Yeah,
and with that said, I would love to send you two on a second date. We'll pay for it.
Oh,
Cameron, what do you say?
I'll be happy to go out on a second date.
Oh.
See?
Okay. I think he wants the personal trainer even.
Yeah.
I did not say that. I don't mix business with pleasure.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that a challenge?
Well, he is interested. Lauren, give him another shot.
Hell no.
Oh. Yeah. It's all right. You set your boundaries.
No, he's got a hard body but a soft heart. All right. Well, Lauren, I'm sorry. But Cameron, I'm going to need your number, okay, bro? All right, I want to bulk up. That's all.
I got you, bro.
I'm gonna fight somebody.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.